Zog the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Hey. If you remember, we learned in Perik Dalet, actually Perik Dalet, Mishnah Beis, that it's shayach to own a well that's inside someone else's house. Well, how do I get in there? And the answer is, I have a derech, a path, to enter and reach the well. Remember, we learned the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, the one who buys a well inside someone else's house automatically gets a path to it? Because ha-moicher bi-ein yofa hu-moicher? So, mi she-yeshloi, says the Mishnah, again, Perik Vav Mishnah Hey. Mi she-yeshloi bar lefnimi beisei shel chaveri. Somebody has a well inside the house of his friend. So it's true I can go in, but it doesn't mean at 3 o'clock in the morning I can knock on the door and say, well, I have a right to come in. No, nichnas b'sha she-derech b'nei adam nichnas, he can enter into his friend's house. B'sha, during the time, she-derech b'nei adam nichnas, and the people come in. That's during the day, not to make him get up at night, says the Batanura. The Yaitzin, and he leaves. B'shash Shederech B'nei Adam Yaitzin, during a time when it's normal for people to go out. In other words, even if he came in during the normal time, he can't just stay there. And then say, okay, Balabas, now open the door that you locked for the night and let me out. He has to leave at a normal time. Ve'enei machnas behemte, he can't bring in his behemah. U'mashkem ibayrei. And give the behemoth to drink from the well. Imagine you knock on the door and someone's coming in with his cow. What are you doing? Why are you coming in with your cow into my house? I have a well over here. Now that you can't do. Ella rather, mimale. He has to fill up his bucket with water, umashka mebechutz. Carry the bucket outside of the house and give the animal to drink outside. The ze, and the owner of the well, oisaloi paisachas. He puts a lock on the well. We don't want the balabais using the water. Now remember, this isn't a natural well that's constantly being filled up. It could be a bar that you have to fill up with water. So if you take water out, there's no new water. And the balabais, the homeowner, also puts a lock on the well. The homeowner puts a lock on the well? Why should the homeowner put a lock on the well? Why should the balabais put a lock on the well? It's not his well. And the answer is, we want to make sure that the owner of the well doesn't come in to draw water unless the balabais is home. There's no point for him to come if the balabais is not home, because who else is going to open the well for him? And the reason we don't want him to come unless the balabais is home is that there shouldn't be any chashad or bad rumors that somehow someone's coming into the house when the husband's not alone and the wife is there. The wife may open the well for him if she has the key. And the answer is no. Wherever the homeowner walks out, he takes the key with him. Is that fair to the owner of the well? I mean, that means he can't come get his water unless the owner of the house is home. And the answer is yes. In order to preserve the reputation, there shouldn't be any bad rumors, chas v'shalom, Chazal were willing to make this takana. So, if someone has a bar inside the house of his friend, you can only come during a normal time by day and leave during a normal time. It's not fair to make the owner of the house open the door for him. In other words, he shouldn't have to get up at night to do this. He also can't bring his behemoth into his friend's house to drink. You can fill up your bucket and take it outside. And each one makes a lock. The well owner has a lock on the well to prevent the balabais from taking water. And the balabais has a lock on the well to make sure that he doesn't come into the house when the balabais is not there.